So this segment is going to be about the hardcore listener of The Ticket and how unique they are. Possibly how weird the hardcore listener.
Both could be true.
It's the hardcore listener of The Ticket working their craft outside The Ticket. And other people not knowing how to handle it. So, there are many, many listeners of this radio station. Many are at arm's length, and we appreciate them very hard. Right? We appreciate all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the hardcore listener, they do the time spent listening. They listen a lot, and they really get deep involved in stuff. And both of these pieces of audio come from last Thursday. So last Thursday, I was sent something via a direct message on Twitter from a guy who we have met. He's a hardcore listener who does not appear to live here in Dallas.
No.
He may be from Dallas. I don't know. But his name on Twitter is Ragonk Force. And even to the general listener of The Ticket, it would take me a long time just to reset. What does ragonk mean? It's a funny word, that funny noise that was once made on The Ticket. It ended up being a website, ragonk.com. It ended up being on T-shirts and mugs, and I don't know. It's on a license plate somewhere, I think, in DFW, right?
Yeah.
But somehow, a Cincinnati radio station was doing a bit where they were looking at Twitter handles, and they were having some kind of an on-air discussion about guys with real wheels off names or guys with just regular names. So, you know, it's at, you know, just Jake Kemp or at not Jack Kemp. I don't know if that's really illustrates it, but their thing was they found a guy named at Diarrhea Butt.
Yes.
Found a guy named at Ragonk Force who followed him. They reached out to Ragonk Force, who is a hardcore listener, and they had him, asked him to come on the air to describe why does he follow a guy named Diarrhea Butt. And here's how that went last Thursday on Cincinnati Radio ESPN 1530.
You're on Twitter and you see at Diarrhea Butt. What compels you to hit the follow button?
Listen, what Mr. Butt failed to tell you is that we're here for bits, Mo. It's all about bits, baby, okay? Bits. You don't want to talk to Jeff in Plano, that's the customer service rep. Nobody wants to talk to me in my lame-ass moniker.
What's yours? What's your moniker?
Okay, so we listen to a station in Dallas that's, it's pretty popular, but I guess you could kind of call it like
Probably better than
there's, yeah, well,
yeah, that's okay.
Whatever. So big community around our radio station, and yeah. So my handle is at Ragonk 2_force, and you know, that's opening up a can of worms if I'm going to try to explain that.
Yeah, no. So I mean, are you?
See, that's the thing. You ever try to explain something to your wife, and your wife maybe listens more than my wife, at least.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, my wife doesn't know anything about the station because you know how long it would just take me to get to the full...
There's a lot of primer, a lot of
Ragonk.
Yeah. Okay, so his name was Rolando McClain.
And then he made a noise. It didn't really sound like Ragonk, but ended up now we have a website, and here's the word search.
Yeah. And there was like some litigation where he was upset about people using his likeness. And then, okay, well, what's Force? Oh, geez, I forgot there's another half of this.
So, yeah, just this guy, forget trying to explain it to somebody who kind of knows The Ticket. Now explain it to some guy in Cincinnati. That's what this guy, Ragonk Force, who follows Diarrhea Butt on Twitter, is in the middle of explaining to these Cincinnati radio hosts.
Do you have a personal relationship with Diarrhea Butt?
Well, Mr. Butt and I, like I said, we listen to the same station, and I...
How do you think your grandfather just would react to tuning into this, just the whole...
Asking a caller whether or not you have a personal relationship with Diarrhea Butt.
Oftentimes interact with, you know, his HSOs, if you will,
yeah,
and never, him to mine.
I'm more confused now than I was 10 minutes ago.
An HSO is a hot sports opinion.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Catch up.
All right.
Right. Yeah. So it's all about bits, Mo. We're here for the bits.
Yeah, but like, don't you want people to know that it's your hot sports opinion?
Absolutely not. No. Because, no, man, it's just.
I gotta hit my top of the hour. I appreciate you coming on with, what is your handle again?
At Ragonk, RAGONK, _ force, FORCE.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mo.
Oh, okay. That's,
So a community has been built by these group of people that call in to do bits on a radio station in Dallas, and then they followed each other on Twitter because they're entertained by one another, but their names are stuff like that and Diarrhea Butt. That's what I've gathered today, Mo.
It's 5:02 on ESPN.
Mo's had just about enough of this discussion of Diarrhea Butt and hot sports opinions.
And I suppose the same thing happens on your Facebook, right? Or the Reddit page.
Yeah.
Is it's just a bunch of like-minded individuals. You're not only a ticket listener, you're a hardcore ticket listener, which means there's something wrong with you. Something a little is off about you. Your mind does not think in the linear fashion that the guy at ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati thinks.
But it also means you have a ready-made community of other weirdos.
Yeah, all these people, you thought all your life you were this outcast that you would never fit in anywhere, and then you find all these other morons who laugh at fart jokes and...
You find Diarrhea Butt.
And Ragonk, and buy Ragonk gear, and yeah. And then you meet a soulmate. It can be a platonic soulmate. You don't have to have sex with your soulmate. So then, yeah. Okay, so that's just... an example of, I just so happened to get two of these on Thursday night. So that was Thursday he sent me that. Said I was just on this Cincinnati radio station. And then I went and did a bit on Twitch. You may remember last Thursday we had Cash Saroy here, who is, he's one of my platonic soulmates. And... you know, I stayed at his house during the Snowvid. If you prefer that over Snowmageddon, I'm a guy who likes to support what his partner likes. So, he invited me on the Collectible Network. It's something he's trying to get off the ground, a new venture of his. And it is, it seems really nerdy, but a lot of people are into it, where he will open packs of sports cards live on Twitch. People will bid to get a team in those packs. You know, he'll open full boxes, like five boxes of sports cards. And then you bid, let's say you want the Cowboys, you have to bid a certain amount of money. I don't know, let's say it was $50. I don't know the exact amount. And then you'll get every Cowboys card that comes out of that. And it goes on for an hour or two, and it's on Twitch. And so we had a grand time. It was lots of fun. And at the end of that, apparently on Twitch, and you are familiar with streaming, like you could do a YouTube stream or something.
Yep.
And the same thing on Twitch. You do a Twitch stream. So you're streaming this show. It's on for 2 hours. And let's say you have 200 people watching at the time. It's not a huge, it's not many thousands of people. It's a couple hundred people. Which I suppose it's all relative, right? You might think that's really big. You might think that's really small. At the end of it, you can give your viewers to somewhere else. I forget what you call it.
Raid.
Raid? Okay.
I think.
Yeah, he's right.
So you sick all of... So you send them, you pick. And Saroy, Mike Saroy, was the one in charge of picking... So I could see who he's trying to choose from. And apparently on Twitch, what's very popular on Twitch is ladies with big boobs.
No way.
No way!
So, I thought Twitch was just people gaming and then you watch them play a game. Apparently the Collectible Network is a thing on Twitch. Or there's just lady with big boobs talking.
Yeah.
And reading comments.
It's a tale as old as time, Dan.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But so that's what Soroy is picking.
No way.
So we found lady with big boobs, and he gives our 100, 200 some viewers to her, but they're all P1s. They weren't just sports card collectors. Apparently, some people were there to see me do bits with Cash Soroy. And now this is the same thing. These are hardcore ticket P1s. You're pretty hardcore if you're hearing Cash on.
Right.
Then you're logging on to Twitch that night, and then you're sitting there for 2 hours watching me open cards. It's not that exciting.
And you don't even have jugs.
So, here now we give our listeners to Lady with Big Boobs. Okay? Or our viewers.
Gail, you can't be here.
No, we're not. We're still rolling, but we just rated with 107 viewers. So let's see what she says.
Oh.
Hang on.
The Collectible Network has rated me at the... Damn, thank you for the 107 raid. Appreciate it.
Now, you can see her comments... Right. Next to her picture of her with big boobs, and then you see the comments rolling in, and she sees them as well, and we'll pick a few to read. And then answer.
Woo! Collectible Network, thank you so much. Can we shout out? Thank you very much, Rocco.
Reading.
What's this? Let's see. Collectible Network. Oh, God, I hate my f***ing voice. It's, like, not normal. What do you do? What is this? Oh, collectible. All right. You know, I used to have, like, all kinds of hockey cards when I was little, and then... Mom just straight up gave them away or sold them. They're gone forever. Hey, girl, I'm Bob. Hi, Bob. I have Bobs. What about eggs? What about eggs? Do you like your gig? Yeah, yes.
Want
to hear the story
on?
Danny's pitch?
Yeah.
Would you freak out if you saw a mummy? No. Unless you had a rookie Gretzky, I doubt they were worth much. Thank you. That makes me feel better. My pig found itself smart enough. Cool.
Poor face.
Does everyone have brain damage in your channel? That wasn't the question. Do you like your job? Yes. Bob's all right. Mike and Cash are the cool ones. Gluten-free pizza? Sounds lame. Do you think that Jerry, the owner, should fire Jerry, the GM?
Get it.
Totally. Too many Jerrys. There's not enough room for both of them. Gluten-free things are lame. Ever be with a guy who had ED? Would I ever be with a guy? No, I've never been with a guy who had ED. No. We're having fun here, no? You have to ask. No, answer the question. Do you like your job? Eric. Yes. I like my job. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Ugh.
Holy f***. Do you guys like Huff Glue in the other channel? But where are you coming from? Hello? Where do you get your energy? I don't know. I'm pretty active, actually. I was out most of today. Can you speak a little slower? If I keep reading these messages, everything I do will be much slower. You looking like a snack. That is the f***ing lamest thing you could say to someone. How big is your side yard? Are you trans? No.
What?
Hi, corpse. F***ing weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not totally wrong.
So F***ing weirdos.
People just watch that, huh? Like outside of the 107 that Mike and Cash sent.
She had thousands.
Wow. I don't get it. It's part of my world. I may not understand it, though.
Couple drops from her, though. Nice gluten-free pizza.
Sure.
And a nice having fun. I think...
We got a what about eggs?
But yeah.
It's a weird world out there, Dan.
It's so weird.
And that's probably what everybody's kid wants to do now.
Is that her job?
I think so.
That they're asking if she likes?
Yeah.
Like, is that her real job?
What hours do you work?
Like, does she make money?
I would almost guarantee that. Yeah.
Dang. Pretty cool.
Become a Twitch partner.
If you can get... Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think once you have a certain number of viewers, you can
All right, it's 2:30. This is the ticket.
The train.